Coming at you on a good Friday. April 3rd going on. Got a cloudy sky and 29 degrees. Good morning. And the lady returns, Brianna Koval, and I love April because I get to talk with you like three times a week.
Good morning.
So it's all a good thing, and I do have to apologize. You brought me Peeps, so I'm thinking, what can I do for Brianna today? And I was going to make you up like a little homemade Easter card.
Okay.
You know, that rhymed, but the only thing that goes with your name is banana. And so I was totally caught up in that, and I got a case of the blocks.
Okay.
So I wasn't able to do that. Or Copacabana, well, I thought of that too.
Ooh,
it's
that would
like,
be fun.
How can I fit this in with Brianna and wish you a happy Easter? So I'm just going to tell you happy Easter.
Well, thank you. Happy Easter to you too.
Yes. To you and the family.
Absolutely. Yep.
So there you go.
Okay.
We are here to talk severe weather awareness.
Right. So this happens every few years where we end up with winter weather at the same time as we're talking about summer severe weather.
I'm not even acknowledging.
Well, we do have to acknowledge it a little bit.
Okay.
Because a lot of people are going to be traveling this weekend, so it is something to be aware of. We're still going to get maybe an inch of snow locally here today, tonight, 3 to 5, tomorrow, 1 to 3. It's going to be sloppy. It's going to be heavy snow. It's going to be wet snow. They call that heart attack snow when it comes to shoveling.
Oh, man. So, yeah. Be careful.
I mean, it's up to you. You can shovel it. You can leave it. Whatever your heart desires.
Well, it's not going to hang around.
Yeah. Well, and you can see so much of it is melted off of any dark surfaces already. But it's going to stick around in the yard, and everything's going to be sloppy and mushy, and it's going to put you another week behind where you thought you'd be on your yard at this point. But you know what? That's fine. But when it does dry out, just so you know, we did put out those yard waste bins in Breckenridge. So they are ready and waiting for you.
Okay.
Whenever the snow melts and you're ready to do your yard cleanup.
Yeah.
But back to severe weather. So.
Well, hang on first.
Sure.
Is this snow considered ripe?
No, it's just wet.
It's just wet. Okay.
I don't know if you could consider snow this wet ripe because it's going to melt so fast anyways.
Yeah.
And we're looking at being back in the 50s.
Oh, it's going to melt quick. Yeah. And the ripe stuff is kind of like a slow melt thing, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. That's when you have temperatures that are just above freezing during the day. Then it freezes again at night. So then everything kind of, the water comes out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have the ice crystals left. Whereas we have surfaces and air temperature now that's warm enough that we don't really need that. It just melts.
It just melts. Okay, yep. I'm sorry. I got you off track.
No,
severe weather awareness.
Yes, so it is Severe Weather Awareness Week beginning on April 13th. But we try to talk about it all April.
Yeah.
Because 1 week just isn't enough. So when it comes to being aware and being prepared for severe weather, I'm going to tell you your number one thing you can do is have a way to receive warnings. So,
you got a brand new way to receive warnings.
Which is why we have Wilkin Alerts.
Yeah.
Now, you would have, if you're registered and you put your phone number and your address in the system, you would have received alerts yesterday letting you know about the winter weather that we have coming up.
Yeah.
So if you did not get those warnings, that means you didn't complete your registration or you didn't register yourself for the new system at all.
I didn't get one.
Did you register?
No, but I live in Richland.
You get Everbridge.
See, I was wondering if I was going to catch you on that.
Yep. Yeah. You live in Wapton. So
I know.
You have Everbridge, which is, again, a fantastic system.
Absolutely.
For Richland County folks. But Wilkin Alerts is going to be for those Wilkin County folks.
And you can tailor make it to what you need, too.
Exactly.
That's what I think is very cool.
Absolutely. So if you have not registered for Wilkin Alerts, text 226-787, Wilkin Alerts, all lowercase, all one word. That is going to get you into the system with a bounce back message to complete your registration. So just text it. You're going to be in our system for our general alerts that would be issued countywide. Now, if you want weather alerts or alerts specific to where you live, meaning your street, your block, whatever it may be, you need to finish your registration.
Okay.
So you have to click the link. You have to make an account. You have to give us your address. If we don't have your address, we can't send you local alerts.
And it's not complicated,
no,
folks. So if you think it is, it's not very user-friendly.
No, it should only take you a few minutes to go through the whole system. And it's kind of a cafeteria type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Take what you want,
a la
leave
carte.
What you don't.
Yeah.
And if you want to give us tons of information about you and let us know that you have pets or livestock or someone in your household that is medical dependent on oxygen or some sort of medical device, you can put that in there so that we know. However, you don't have to.
Yeah.
If you just want to plug in your address so you can get those weather alerts, that works too.
It's up to you.
It's absolutely up to you on how you want to receive those alerts. But number one thing you can do when you're thinking about severe weather, Just get on a system that's going to give you those local alerts. Because without those alerts, you don't know that you should be responding.
That's true.
So,
and every year we talk about the family game plan. Because unlike winter weather, where we're kind of, you know, ahead of the game, when you get into spring and the summer storms, they can come up quick. So have a family plan.
Absolutely. Have a way to communicate with everyone, or at least generally know where everybody is at any given time in the day, so you know how to reach them, and then have an idea on how you're going to contact each other if you need to reunite,
yeah,
because there's been an incident. If you need to shelter, have those conversations with your kids in case they're home alone, so then they know what to do when those outdoor weather sirens go off or when they receive an alert on their phones. Or if your kids aren't old enough for cell phones yet, make sure you have a weather radio or some sort of device in your house to receive those alerts straight from the National Weather Service.
Some way to get information.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. Because not every kid has a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's absolutely okay. But if your kids are home alone in the summer and we have severe weather during the day, which a lot of times we do.
That happens, yeah.
And those storms that pop up in the middle of the afternoon sometimes are really, really significant. So having a way to communicate with your kids about weather warnings or having a weather radio in your house is going to be super vital if they're home alone during the summer.
Great ideas. All right. And be prepared. That reminds me of scouts. Anything scout related or archery related from you?
There are a few archers going to nationals. There's two that are going, Maya Anderson.
Okay.
And Saida Huffs. They're right. Both going to nationals.
Well, congratulations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Maya and Saida. I know Hudson Miller qualified, chose not to go this year, and that's okay too.
Yeah.
So there's kids going to nationals, which is great.
Where are nationals?
In Utah.
In Utah.
Yep,
okay.
Sandy, Utah. So good luck to them when they go in a few weeks. And otherwise, I mean, it's wrapped up until the fall.
Okay.
Yep.
Kind of the tweener time there. And scouting, you know?
Right now they're planning summer camp.
All right.
So they have to select their merit badges in a couple of weeks, and they'll go to summer camp. Do the last week in June, right before the 4th of July, they'll be finished up. So that'll be a great opportunity for them up at Many Point Scout Camp.
All right. You have the greatest Easter you've ever had. To you,
thank
your
you.
Husband, and your boy, have a great one.
Absolutely. Thank you. You have a good Easter
and
as well.
And stay safe and stay happy, Brianna Covalin. Again, I apologize for not getting my card written up to you here. 9:15, the voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Wish I had a car.